This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Mike Shope
and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, look, I know today seems like a weird day to have our first ever cereal draft, but I mean, that's the plan. I cleared it with the boss. Mike's not here to stop me, so we're going to start ranking cereals. Is it going to be a problem if my favorite cereal is only available in Canada?
Ooh. Are the
tariffs, is that it? If I just go, maybe I can smuggle it. I don't know. I don't want to get any trouble with anyone. I don't want to piss off PK Subban. I want to be very careful here about it all. Hey, man, lame jokes to begin. I feel like I'm in a very weird place because it has been a very, very long time since I have myself felt this excited about a hockey game. And I think it has also been a very long time for a lot of you. It's a Twitter poll. It's not exact, but earlier today in the morning, at some point, I asked a question. When's the last time you were this excited for a hockey game? I'm asking Sabres fans and hockey fans. And look, just so I get this out there right now, I'm hoping to talk about this game a lot today. But I'm going to need, if you're one of these people that I occasionally hear from on social media or via email that feels like there's too much football and we don't spend enough time on hockey anymore, we talk about what we believe people are really interested in. That's generally what we do. And the hockey team I feel like for a while here, we have wrung out just about every bit of passion that you can out of a conversation about the Sabres. This is bigger than that. This is hockey on the world stage. I know it's not the Olympics. It's not even the World Championships. It's a maybe even a gimmicky mid-season tournament that the NHL came up with, but bring the NHL their flowers. If you are one of these people that is out there that wants more hockey content, today's your day. But I'm going to need you to help me do it, because I'm just going to talk about this by myself for 4 hours. I've done that. I just don't intend to do that again. I don't intend to do that today. So lines are open. We've got a few guests to sprinkle in, and there will be some football. In about an hour, we'll spend some time on the Browns with Spencer German, who works for our Odyssey station in Cleveland and is also the host of a Browns-centric podcast called, well, appropriately enough, Locked On Browns. So there'll be a little football window in there, but mostly I'm hoping a lot of hockey. Joe Yurden, our buddy from Bleacher Report, who was in Montreal for the front end of this thing, is going to be with me at 5, and we'll get Paul Hamilton in at 6. Notice how I'm not saying Paul will come in at 6 to ruin everything. I'm excited about this tournament finale, and am very much looking forward to pouring it over with you out there, because I think it is scratching an itch that particularly in Buffalo, have not really had the urge to scratch in a long, long time. Again, my Twitter poll, if it's any indication, the two runaway winners, I asked, when's the last time you were this excited about a hockey game? And look, I included last year's Stanley Cup playoffs just because, you know, that's the trophies being awarded. And I get excited to watch the NHL playoffs. I mean, I'm used to the Sabres not being there anymore, but I'm still there, and especially the final, and we get to a game 7 and yada, yada. That's exciting to me. This is blowing that out of the water. The two choices that are dominating here are a very long time ago. It's the Sabres' last playoff appearance. You have to go to the spring of 2011 for that. I said Game 7 because that series against Philly, that first round series, went to a Game 7, and I got a lot of people that pushed back with, actually, I was more excited for Game 6. The Sabres had pushed the thing to a Game 6. They won Game 5 in Philly, came back home, Easter Sunday afternoon game at the arena, and they ended up losing in overtime. Who knew? Ville Leino, the agent of our demise, scores the goal. The Sabres sign him that summer, and, you know, we've been sort of spiraling ever since. Not that it's all Ville Leino's fault, but he's a character certainly in the play. So 2011. Before that, the other choice that's sort of in a dead heat is Ryan Miller in the Olympics with Team USA against Team Canada in Sidney Crosby in the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. So, you know, a lot of you, I'm sure, I don't any longer have children who weren't alive for that, but I'll bet a lot of you do. Maybe even some of our audience is not old enough to even barely remember Ryan Miller in the Olympics. But that's where you got to go, I think, to find this level of excitement. Again, even though this isn't the Olympics, it's a new thing, but I think the show that these two teams and these players put on Saturday night in Montreal with the 3 fights in 9 seconds to start the game and just how dynamic and skillful and fast the game was on Saturday night has a lot of us looking forward to it. Us hockey fanatics are really excited about this. And the weird thing to me is, like, the NHL, I already said, like, give them their flowers. They deserve it. Like, I don't need to run down the entire list of things that you can criticize the NHL for. It's lengthy, and it's a real bummer, all right? Very high on the list is them not doing this for 9 years. And even the last time they did it, it wasn't truly this, you know, Team North America with Eichel and McDavid on the same team. I mean, it was cool they found a way to get them in the tournament, but it was an odd thing. And I'd say this thing was not, like, odd, but it has captured, I mean, the timing of it, it's captured the imagination of hockey fans and I think sports fans. And hockey very rarely crosses over like that. Like, we love it. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I watch games every night all through the spring into the summer, waiting for someone to hoist the cup. I'm that guy, and I know lots of you are like that. But this has reached another level. And I am very excited to see what it looks like. I'm very excited to talk with all of you about it as we go here. I mean, this is like, where are you going? Who are you hanging out with? What are you eating type of thing? I mean, it's, I don't want to get too far. It's not the Super Bowl, but we're getting pizza tonight at my house, okay? That's not an uncommon occurrence, but on a weeknight, whoa! So, it's a big day for hockey. And the weird thing for me is I'm not a stakeholder unless you consider me working for, you know, a media company and hosting a sports radio talk show is having a stake. Obviously, if things are of interest and capturing the imagination of lots of sports fans, that's good for me. If it's a sport that I grew up loving and still love to this day, even better. But like, you know, I'm not the guy that's looking for this to propel the NHL to a new record television rights deal or something so the salary cap can go up. I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass about hockey-related revenues anymore. Growing the game is not of great interest to me, at least from an attention span level at the NHL level. I watch the sport. I love the sport. I'm done campaigning for you to get on board with it. It's not something I'm interested in. I do really like the possibility that exists for kids of all ages out there to see something, to see their parents excited about something that, you know, about a hockey game and what kind of spark that could provide for, you know, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12-year-old kids out there, or even older kids than that. I love that. I think that is super cool. But as far as, you know, the league reaching some new heights or something, I don't really care. I wouldn't be upset if it happens, but it's not why I'm excited about this. It's simply that there's a moment here for a sport that I feel is, you know, often overlooked and that I've loved my whole life, and it's on center stage tonight. I mean, there's some NBA regular season games. There's some college basketball games going on. I mean, there's other stuff happening here. But this thing, with it's been gaining momentum through last week, into the weekend. I mean, a million people watched the games midweek last week on ESPN and TNT, and 4.5 million more just in America watched it on the weekend, on Saturday. Team USA and Team Canada having at it, and I'm excited to see what that looks like and how many eyeballs this thing gets. But again, that's not my angle here. I don't really worry about that. I just like hockey having this moment. And in particular for Sabres fans who, you know, you could be in a weird spot here if you think too hard about it. You've got important guys, top line players on each team here who were on the Sabres way back in 2015 and 16. Reinhart, the 14 draft, Eichel, the 15 draft. Of course, both have been traded away. Both have won the Stanley Cup. Both are top line world class players playing in this tournament. And that stings, right? I mean, there's no other way to say that. That stings. And I don't know, you might have trouble rooting for either one of those guys because they're not on your team anymore and they scorned you. I get that in particular with Eichel. I've always felt like Reinhart was a little more defensible because the Sabres sort of, I don't know, they kind of ignored him for a while until he finally went, you know what, the hell with this. I want to get out of here too, and he did.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But you don't have a guy here. And that's a problem, right? I mentioned yesterday I was talking with Nate while he was here about, you know, because 2010 Olympics, I think, is a touchstone. I think it's an entirely reasonable idea that the last time a hockey fan in Western New York was this excited about a hockey game was back then. The Sabres have been in the playoffs exactly one time since then, and it was just the first round against Philadelphia. And Miller, the nerves, it's the goalie, it's Team USA, it's Team Canada, it's Vancouver. Like, there was a lot there. And the anxiety that you get from having, quote-unquote, a horse in the race is missing for me in this instance. Like, I'm not particularly inclined to root against Eichel or root against Reinhardt or just root for America plainly. If some Sabre Canadian player, some Canadian-born Sabre player, rated enough being on Team Canada, I think I would probably be rooting for Team Canada tonight because I would want the guy on the Sabres to win. I was very invested. I got to go back to 1998 now, but I was very invested in Dominik Hasek winning the gold medal in the Nagano Olympics, playing for the Czech Republic. He was our dude, man. He was a back-to-back MVP. Well, he wasn't yet. I mean, that was 98. Anyway, still, it was incredible to have him on that stage, and this is lacking that. You know, Tage Thompson got to take a trip to Boston. He's not expected to play as Team USA is expected to have their full complement of guys for this game. Anybody that's been dinged up or missing time as precautionary is expected to be good to go, with the exception of Charlie McAvoy, who's been in a different category for the last 48 hours or so. There's a serious injury and an infection and maybe some questions about how he was treated by Team USA's doctors and medical people. The Bruins seem upset about it. Anyway, it's a whole other sidebar story to this. Bottom line, we've got a day here, hockey people. Where are you? I need to hear from you about this. If you want to reminisce about the last time you felt this much juice for a hockey game, that's totally cool. You want to talk about the players that are going to play in this game tonight, that is also totally cool. You want to guess about whether there'll be any fights? Fine. Anything surrounding this game is where I want to be with you all today. 803-0550, again, is the number. I laid out the guest list for you. Some football at 4 on the Browns with Spencer German. Then Joe Yurden at 5 on this tournament, and Paul Hamilton with more of the same at 6. Let's fire it up at 803-0550. Patrick is first up here on WGR this afternoon. Patrick, hello. You are on the air.
Hey, Bulldog. I've heard you say a couple times this week that you really don't care very much who wins this game, and mm-hmm. I would push back and say I definitely do, and the reason is because of those two gold medal game losses. I don't know if you remember Salt Lake City in 2002, but Mario Lemieux faked like he was getting a pass, and pretty much all of Canada like genuflected, and I thought that was really annoying. And then that 2010 game, I mean, that is on the list for me of like sports heartbreaks that I would like to see avenged. I mean, I know it's not apples to apples, it's not a gold medal game, but like, you know, when Zach Parise tied the game in the waning seconds, that's like one of those I remember exactly where I was and who I was with moments. And for Sidney Crosby, who I hated at the time because he was the NHL golden boy, to score, I would say, a debatably soft goal in OT on mm-hmm. Miller, that's just one of the ones that leaves a mark. So I can't wait for tonight, and it's great to be back invested in high-stakes hockey.
Yeah, I love it, Patrick. Totally respect that. I, you know, I, I was for a very long time while Owen was growing up. My oldest son, who played goalie and played hockey, took us on a great ride. I've been a card carrying member of USA Hockey. I think that will probably come out as the game gets going. Saturday night was similar. You know, I said before that, and I'm still saying it now. Like, you know, I'm not that worried about it. I'm not nervous about the outcome. But, like, if the game is tied late, I'm going to be rooting for the USA, I think, because I like the idea of them rolling into the Olympics next February in Italy, having done this. And I think that will feel good, be the have beaten Canada in a spot like this where both teams, all the players, all the participants really want it. And you get them. I would like to see that. So my preference would be USA, but it's not. I'm not going to be pacing around my house, pulling whiskers out of my face like I was in 2010 during the gold medal game in the Vancouver Olympics when Miller was in goal for Team USA and Sidney Crosby beat him with, you know, yeah. I mean, Miller went for a poke check and Crosby crossed him up and shot it and got him between the legs with what, you know, didn't look like soft goal. I mean, you can debate it, but it, you know, he didn't pick a corner. He didn't deke him out of his shoes. He just sort of threw it at the net and got him. I was a basket case during that game. So much so that I had to shave my beard off because I was pulling whiskers out of my face. I swear to God, that sounds disgusting. It is disgusting. That's why I had to stop it. So I did. This is not that. Maybe if it were the Olympics, it would be that. But I'm telling you, for me, the big piece that's missing there is Miller and not having a guy. You know, Tage Thompson just missed making this team, so much so that he was a potential injury or illness call-up. He went to Boston yesterday, we found out. We don't expect him to have the chance to play. If you had that, then maybe there's pacing and there's nerves. I don't feel that. I don't feel any of the anxiety you often feel before a big sporting event. Game 7 against the Flyers back in 11. Nerves. Game 6 even, like, I skipped Easter dinner at my parents' house because I did not want to be in a room full of people who would be just reacting to everything. I wanted to be in a bubble. So I ended up watching that game by myself. That is not that I don't have that today. And that's not just because I'm older and I'm more mellow. It's not having a dude in the game, really. To me, like, you can get tied up in knots trying to figure out who you can root for with the cleanest conscience, right? USA, Eichel, oh, scorned. We're still mad at him, right? Auston Matthews is Toronto's captain. That doesn't feel good. On the Canadian side, well, I didn't get McDavid. He's the best player. Crosby, the caller mentions, I mean, I've softened on him over the years, but it's not a player that I'm like, oh, I got to see Crosby win again. Sam Reinhart was on the Sabres. He's not anymore. Like, they're all kind of the same to me. Whether they're Canadian or American, I'm just sort of looking at the stars and I want to see a display. I just want to see the talent. I want to see a great game more than anything else. I can live with any result. Preference USA, sure. Fly the flag. I don't mean to say that like disparagingly or flippantly. That would be my preference, but it's not urgent. I'm not wound up about it. I'm wound up about the spectacle that I think we should get tonight from this game. Jerry is next up. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Chris. You know, I think we're in lockstep here. You and I are the same age. We grew up liking the same things. I have to see the Cup every year, regardless of how far the Sabres are from ever winning that. If it's a deciding game, I stay up until the end, and I have to see the Cup. My concern with this is I don't need a blip in popularity for this league because they can't get simple things right, like 3-2-1 score, standing scoring, like white jerseys at home. I don't need them to be more popular and think, oh, you know, we need to have games in Mexico City and we need to have championships at neutral sites. And this league can be really stupid, and I don't need them to have more confidence and be stupider, okay? And it's like that restaurant that nobody goes there because nobody knows about it. I love the NHL because no one knows about it. It's just such a – it's always been such a good product to me. You know, not so much lately, but because of Sabres. But I don't need everybody to know it's a great product. All that does is drive the price and allow them to do stupid stuff. The one thing I can say about this series is that I really enjoy is we are out-Canadian-ing the Canadian team. Canadians have always stood for this tough, hard-nosed, run-you-out-of-the-rink hockey, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I like that point a lot. Like, seeing the reaction. Thanks, Jerry. I was stupider. Seeing the reaction to Saturday night and Canadian fans and Canadian media, like, oh, we should have brought Tom Wilson, was awesome. I mean, all caps awesome. Like, oh, we needed a tougher guy to deal with the Tkachuk brothers. Like, I love that. About what happened Saturday. It's my favorite thing by a mile about the fights was the reaction to it from Canada. Like, oh, if Tom Wilson would have been there, I'll tell you what. Well, he wasn't. So, you know, too bad. Love that. And I don't know if you're tuning this game on tonight at 8:20 or whenever they're going to drop the puck, expecting that again. Look, I don't want to tell you you're going to be disappointed with great authority, because I did not see Saturday night coming at all. I mean, I'd never thought once to mention it. I wasn't thinking about it. We sat down to watch that game, and that happened, and my mouth was hanging open. I'm like, what is even happening right now? I would be stunned if in a game with this stake to win the tournament, if anything like that happened again, at least right off the hop like that, like tone setting, I think, you know, America explained what they were trying to do there. They wanted to tell, make sure emphatically, we are here and you're going to have to deal with us. And they did that. You don't have to do that again. You won the game. So, and Canada, well, Tom Wilson isn't there. And I kind of doubt that they're going to line Hagel and Bennett and Doughty up or something. They're like, okay, let's go. I'm just not expecting that. Again, I didn't see Saturday coming, so bear that in mind. Good start. We'll keep her going. 803-0550. Keep her going. See, it sounds like a hockey thing already. I'm in a hockey state of mind. 803-0550 is the number. A big night for hockey. A big night for hockey fans in a market that has been starving for hockey to really invest in. Sabres fans, it's been a rough road, man. Try not to think too much about Eichel and Reinhart. Just enjoy the spectacle. That's what I'm trying to do. 803-0550 is the number. We'll keep the calls going as we continue here on WGR.